Hello, it's Christopher Yule from 10MinuteStockTrader.com, and today I have a new article that I wrote for MoneyandMarkets.com that I want to share with you. I think it's pretty important for anybody out there who has an account less than $25,000. It's Pattern Day Trading, three ways to avoid getting locked out of your own account.
Got a trade idea? Let's talk about it. Trade Talks with Christopher Yule.
So I wanted to write this article today just to help people out there that may be starting trading or finding that they are limited in what they can do because of their capital requirements. But, you know, overall, you can do pretty much anything in a margin account, but you're limited by the amount of capital you have, obviously. You can't put on 1,000 trades if you're only able to put on maybe 10 or 20. But one of the things that I have run into in the past, and I'm sure maybe you, the listeners or YouTube video watchers, have run into, is having pattern day trading on your account. And it's not that big a deal, but it is something you need to be aware of, and you've got to work within the rules. And today I wanted to go over three ways to avoid getting locked out of your account. If you have four or more day trades in any five-day period, meaning you enter and exit a single position in the same trading day, then you are classified as a pattern day trader. And while that on its own is not a bad thing, what happens because of the FINRA regulations around day trading can set you back up to 90 days. No, pattern day trading is defined by FINRA as any customer who executes more than four or more day trades within five business days. The rule goes on specifically to include individuals with margin accounts with an equity value of less than $25,000. Now, the pattern day trading rule was created by FINRA in an effort to curb people from trading themselves into bankruptcy. The thought was that anyone who had at least $25,000 could afford to get into and out of trades without too much risk of blowing up their account. Now, because of course they must be financially savvy enough to have saved $25,000 to trade with in the first place. And I didn't know how to write heavy sarcasm, so I just literally wrote in heavy sarcasm intended, because we all know that people with money may not necessarily know what they're doing with money. Brokers are required to lock your account for up to 90 days if a PDT, pattern day trading, violation has occurred. Here are three ways to ensure that you never run into a pattern day trader rule. The first is limit yourself to only 2 day trades in any given week, Monday to Friday. Now, you would run into an issue with four or more trades in a given five-day period. So by sticking to one trade per day and a max of two in any calendar week, you should avoid that completely. Let's say, for example, you put on one trade on Monday, then again on Thursday, and that gets you to 2 day trades in a five-day period. You could even put on a third day trade the following Monday. That gets you to 3 day trades in a five-day period. Now, on Tuesday of the following week, the first day trade placed the previous Monday is no longer counted toward the 3 and a 5 day limit. However, you still have trades from this last Thursday and this Monday within your PDT window. The max 2 in a week rule should be the go-to rule with anyone less than $25,000 looking to take advantage of intraday swings. Okay, so here I wanted to go over with you real quick using a calendar what I was talking about with the pattern day trading rule as far as 4 trades in a 5 day period. Okay, so first off, let's completely remove Saturday and Sunday from this calendar here. And just imagine this is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So with this, let's talk about the best way that we can put on day trades so where we don't have any issues. So let's say on the first day we put a trade on Monday, right? And then, like I was saying, we want to stick to just 2 in any particular 1 week. And let's say we put another one on Thursday, like in the example. And we could even put another one on Monday. And now that makes 3 trades in a 5 day period. But if we put another one on this following Tuesday, this one from last Monday no longer counts. So now we still have 3 trades in a 5 day period, but you wouldn't put on any more right here, right? Now let's say the following Monday, you want to put on another one. And the following Tuesday, you want to put on another one. Same thing. We now have this one off the radar and we have 3 trades still, right? It's any rolling 5 day period. So as long as you don't put more than 2 in any one particular week, you should be totally fine. And the way I like to look at it is if I put a day trade on Monday and I put another one on Thursday, I won't do it again until the following Tuesday. And then maybe the following Wednesday, maybe the following Thursday, something like that. That way you're not running into any issues where there's any overlap. But as long as you stick to 2 a week at the very max, you should not have any problems as far as the math goes, because that's where you have your issue, is in a 4-day trades in a 5-day window. Now, you need a broker that understands options trading in order to make trades like I make. Tastyworks is a broker platform that I use and I recommend. The platform's easy to use and their pricing is unbeatable. And with their commissions, trades like this would only cost $1 per leg total. Now, if you sign up for a new account with Tastyworks and use the code 10MINUTE, that's 10MINUTE, I'll give you over $150 in exclusive 10-minute trader bonuses from 10MinuteStockTrader.com. Remember to use the code 10MINUTE, 10MINUTE, when signing up for your new Tastyworks account today. Now, the second way you can avoid having any sort of pattern day trading issues is to just hold the trades overnight. Holding your trade from one session to the next, from Monday to Tuesday, or from Friday to Monday, ensures that these trades are not counted as day trades. They can be opened and closed within 24 hours. Let's say you open a trade at 2:30 Central Time, 30 minutes before the market closes, and then you close the trade maybe at 9 o'clock, 30 minutes after the market opens the following day. It can be within 24 hours, it just has to be in a separate trading session. And the third and final way in this particular article we could talk about is trade with a cash account. Now, most brokers allowed you to choose what kind of account you want, a cash or margin account. Now, margin accounts allow for much greater flexibility and buying power, and that's exactly the kind of account I have. But with a cash account, you can only trade with the available cash, and you must wait for the funds to settle in order to trade again. Now, if you've traded in a cash account, you know exactly what I'm talking about, where you put on something on Monday, and the trade actually doesn't settle until Monday plus 3 additional days. And that can be a real pain. And in fact, cash accounts can bring their own set of potential issues, like cash liquidation violations, good faith violations, and free ride violations, which I definitely got in the first few months I started trading back in 2009. I remember my account was locked, I called up the broker, and they're like, "Hey, you have a free riding violation. What do you expect?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" Yeah, I specifically remember getting that for the first time. That was kind of fun. But anyway, all of these three, the cash liquidation violations, good faith violations, and free riding violations, all of which are beyond the pattern, all of which of these are beyond pattern day trading violations, are easily avoided when you have a margin account. Now, it's very likely that beginning traders will run into at least one of these headaches over the course of their career, and I certainly have as well. The key is being aware of how to trade within the rules rather than trying to outsmart the system. Now, all the above applies to option trades as well as stock trades. Your best bet is to try to stick to a plan and try to build up your equity to a point where you don't have to worry about the restrictions anymore. Thank you so much for watching and listening to today's video over 3 ways to avoid having a pattern day trading violation. I sincerely hope that it brought you some value and you've learned how to avoid these type of things. Now, our mission statement at 10MinuteStockTrader.com is to empower others to employ the strategic advantages of options trading and to provide confidence that they can profit in any market scenario. Please be sure to like and give me a comment below about how you can use this in your own portfolio or how you can use it trading. I have so much more content just like this over at 10MinuteStockTrader.com, and there you'll find all the bullish, bearish, and neutral strategies that I trade, as well as everything I've traded in my portfolio this year. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me. It really does mean the absolute world to me that I can become a part of your day. And I've been your host, Christopher Yule, and like I always like to say, thanks for stopping by.
That wraps up today's 10MinuteStockTrader.com show. I've been your host, Christopher Yule, and thanks for stopping by. 10MinuteStockTrader.com content is for information and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, options contract, transaction, or other financial instrument or strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities can involve high risk and the potential for total loss of any funds invested. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule, through his content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. Investment information provided may not be suitable for all investors and is provided without respect to the individual investors and audience's financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not in the business of transacting security trades, nor does it direct client commodity accounts or give commodity trading advice tailored to any particular client's situation or investment objectives. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealer. Stocks, options, futures options, and any instruments not included here involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You alone are responsible for making your investment trading decisions and for evaluating the merits and risk associated with the use of any financial security and brokerage platform. For more information, please visit 10MinuteStockTrader.com/legal.
And thanks for stopping by.